Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine today, don't we, Gene?
Yeah.
Kind of overcast here in Central Florida.
Well, you know, I'll tell you though, I think it's good. Might be good weather to charge my stone because it doesn't like direct sunlight, but it likes lots of sunshine. It's coming through the clouds now.
Well, welcome to the show, Gene, and everybody else.
Hi, everybody.
And guess, you know, today is September 30th. That means that we have been doing this for 1 month. Every weekday, we have taken a break.
Oh, wow.
And that means every week, we have given away a gift. And I'm excited because last week's winner is Eco Nary, so I'm sending her something, and I'm keeping it a surprise for a moment. I think I still have to post what we sent to Sharon Black because she won. And I guess I should actually let Sharon tell you about it in her words. Let me play that real quick.
Yeah. She says it very well.
Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea, and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea, and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a break with Gene and Mary wants your phone calls. You will win prizes. Thank you.
Well, I think that's actually one of my favorite things about that she said, is that Be Unique is full of writers that care about the world. I think that's what drew me to the magazine in the first place. Are you there, Mary? Well, so I'm taking a break. Mary may be taking a break elsewhere, it sounds like. One of the things I guess I'm going to do is just talk about what we were going to talk about on our break. I wanted to talk about beans because I like beans. I found beans to really become more and more important in my life. I'm getting away from meat, I'm almost there. And beans are a big part of my diet. I would eat more beans, I think, if I could. My roommate is not big on beans, so we do have work it out pretty well to have it sometimes and sometimes not. I would like to have anybody want to talk about beans with me, because I can talk about beans, but I'd be even more fun to talk about beans with you if you want to give me a call here at 516-418-5651. Yeah, give me a call. Talk about beans. Well, what I want to do is, I guess since I'm going to be talking to you about beans for a few minutes, I would like to tell you that one of the major things I found out about beans in my life, and I just found out, gosh, maybe in the last year, I'd say, is when you're cooking your dried beans, don't salt it for the first hour. And it really works. A guy on a cooking show said that. And so I experimented with it, and it's really true. What happens is the skins, if you salt it, the skins get tougher. And if you don't salt it the first hour of cooking, the beans, the skins aren't as tough, and the beans dissolve and they cook more evenly instead of having little chunks of hard pieces and then a lot of that, the rest of the bean is melted. You know, so did I hear Mary come in?
You did. Can you hear me now, Gene?
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah. I was just talking all about beans. Gosh, I was just
it.
Making myself hungry.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm so glad. I was over here talking to myself, echoing into the computer. I don't know what this podcast is going to sound like, but it doesn't really matter, because when I finally was able to hear it, I heard you talking about beans. And what's
well,
your
that's
favorite
what was our
bean?
Plan today.
Yeah,
oh,
what's
goodness.
Your favorite bean?
You know, I have to tell you, it's so hard to say. I've got so many. I like black beans really well for a lot of specific things, a lot. Pintos are versatile. I love garbanzos. I like to cook them and then put them in the refrigerator. If you freeze them and kind of break them apart as they freeze, they don't stick together, and you can pull them out of the freezer, you know, a cup or two at a time, a serving or two at a time, and you can warm them up with some butter and pepper and salt maybe, and or I love to put them on salad. So
okay.
I love it. I love hummus. Oh my goodness!
Chickpeas.
They're
made from chickpeas.
Chickpeas, yeah. You know, chickpeas were one of the main peas that were in beans or whatever that were introduced to Europe. They call it the Old World from the New World, and I think a lot of people don't realize how important beans were in human history. Because, I mean, we've always had beans around, beans that are like fava beans or like big flat lima beans and lentils and things like that. You know, we found in the record, the antique record. But the beans that were cultivated by the Aztecs and the Incas were brought back to Europe after the 1500s, 1400s, 1500s, and literally it's been argued that beans ushered in the modern world, the Age of Enlightenment, the Renaissance, because of the good
really?
it gave humans. Yeah, because the Middle Ages was the period of time between antiquity and the modern world, where people in Europe lived a short, brutish lives, and then they died. And that's all you could ever expect for most people. And they got these beans and things and other things, tomatoes and things, from the quote-unquote New World. And it changed the complexion of their diet and brought them out of the darkness. So the olfactory consequences, you know, have been discussed over the years, and folks are well aware of them. But certainly I think those consequences are outweighed by the good health it gave us all.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things that makes being so important, like, say, something like wheat, it's because it can be dried, stored easily, and it, you know, once it's been dehydrated, it's lightweight, and you can then take those beans and turn them into seeds and plant them again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can transport them a lot easier than transporting, say, a green bush with the, you know, the beans on it.
Sure.
I'm guessing there are some things that just don't dry up so well.
Right. Definitely. Well, you know,
unlike
you were
me,
talking about
I'm drying up just perfectly.
Well, it was pretty good stuff. I mean, and the thing I had one time, an individual I know used to get beans as part of a, when she was pregnant, the state she lived in gave free staple foods to women who were pregnant. And she got these beans, and she couldn't eat beans. And so when she came to visit me, she gave me this box. She said, "Would you like some beans?" And so I started looking through it, and there must have been 20 different kinds of beans. I never really knew that many existed. Oh, it was crazy. But thank goodness for the internet. I looked up the beans by their name and learned about where they were from. They were from different places. Many of them had specific cultural, uses or people thought of them in certain ways to their culture. A couple of them were associated with very dirt poor people, was some of the terms I saw.
Right.
Which brings back something else I would tell you when it came back to the Middle Ages and people and the way they are, the aristocracy thought they were for the poor people. And so it was actually the poor people who were getting healthy as opposed to the rich people. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love beans. I was thinking how fun it would be just to have a bean farm, you know? Because you throw some rice in, you've got all the protein you really need, they say.
Yeah. If you can digest both rice and beans, you're good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my body doesn't like to digest either one of them.
Really? So you don't really, you're not able to eat many beans?
No, I love beans. I absolutely love them. But my body doesn't. They don't love me back.
Right.
So
sure.
I have a difficult diet. But it's okay.
Well,
I find ways to eat.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about a lot of people are have different, you know, are not able to handle the beans physically, and that's unfortunate. But I don't know what I guess I don't know what I would do, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
trust me, when my doctor, several doctors determined that the beans were the culprit to my health issues, I said I can't live without beans and rice. I grew up in South Carolina. Beans and rice were a staple for a family of 10.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we had to have beans and rice. Otherwise, we weren't going to survive. Beans, rice, and grits, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
We ate a lot of grits.
Well, when you eat beans or did eat beans, what kinds did you like? Did you like the dark, hard beans or the soft butter beans?
I loved butter beans and pinto beans. And there's one, the pink bean. Like, you know, there's black beans and there's a white navy bean, but I used to love the pink beans. They're kind of a cross between a black bean in texture and a pinto bean.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really pink. What they call them, too, pink beans.
Yeah. We're time.
Oh, man.
Our 15 minutes of fame is up.
Well, see, that's what happens when you're just taking a break. You know, and
you just take a little break, and yep, that's all you can do. I'm going to let Tim be our exit, And okay. If you feel like you'd like to whistle a tune along with him, that's fine. If not, then we'll just let Tim take us out of here. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually Thursday. Okay, so we didn't do our trivia question this week. My timer's actually going off. Go look online or email contactjeanandmary@gmail.com to find out what our trivia question is. And call us tomorrow with your answer. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, Gene and Mary and all your wonderful listeners. I just want to thank you for having me earlier this month. It was a joy talking to you both. I encourage everyone to take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon.